The walnut industry has grown rapidly over the last 10 years. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Michelle Conley is the Executive Director and Chief Executive Officer at the California Walnut Commission.
So if you look at the growth that we've had over the last 10 years, a lot of that has really been driven by a couple of things, a couple of key varietals that have really changed the game for us as an industry, which is the Chandler variety, as you know, that now makes up about 60% of our production. We've also seen that the way that we can grow the product, and we can more densely populate the orchards, properly space the trees, it's really giving us heavier yields in addition to the varietal yields.
Conley noted that was the key driver for the growth.
But that all goes back to acreage, right? And we look at what happened about 10 years ago and we say, okay, walnut prices were really high. We had a lot of interest in planting and that new planting is now coming into production. We're not stopping there.
And Conley says when the industry looks ahead,
we actually can see over the next 4 years, we're going to have about another 54,000 acres coming into production. So we're continuing to grow and our job, of course, is to continue to find homes for all those walnuts. So as an industry, we took a step back several years ago and looked at, where are we going to put all these walnuts and what is there going to be their home. And so we outlined a plan to help us get there. We know that, of course, our export markets continue to take a lot of our product and we have a lot of opportunity to grow in the export markets. But really the market that's been underleveraged is our domestic market right here at home.
That's Michelle Conley with the Walnut Commission. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.